Hi, nice to see you again. So today I thought I would do a video that kind of surrounds a question that a commenter was asking me. Not just any commenter, this one's been with me from the beginning and she's always been very supportive. So I thought it was only right to address it. And it's become a big issue in the so-called truth movement, you know, in Team Humanity. Because it's basically just us and them, and them is almost a microscopic number of self-interested assholes that think that they own the world and everything in it, and are trying to prove it right now by sterilizing and wounding and killing as many of the human population as they can without it being proven that that's exactly what they had planned from the very beginning. And This germ theory, you know, whether germs exist or don't, or, you know, whether it's mRNA or whether it's graphene oxide or whether it's this thing, that thing, or the other, all of these scientists and doctors that are out there that have their own theories that are holding themselves to the pre-plandemic standard of proof that's necessary in the scientific and medical community. Of course, the globalists with their Freemason operatives have never had any standards other than telling whopper fucking lies from dawn till dusk for the last 3 years and demanding a standard of proof that exceeds what existed before the pandemic. And all these doctors, plandemic, and all these doctors are, you know, they're fixated on a different thing. Like there's, you know, there's Bhakti and Malone and Cowan and you know all the usual crew, right? And then there's people like John Campbell, who is a nurse trainer. But all these characters that sprung up, some of them characters and some of them actually real doctors and scientists. And I'll tell you what the problem is. Here's the problem. It doesn't matter what the consensus is. It doesn't matter what the facts are. People are being killed in large numbers. They're not even letting them count the bodies. And they're burning all the bodies and taking them out of the coroner counts all around the world. And if that didn't tell you everything you need to know, please bear with me here because this is important. Why would you spend all your time talking about germ theory when the problem is that there's mass murder and mass assault taking place in the world? Why would you focus on anything other than the only thing that really matters, which is every scientist or doctor that's looked at these vials has found something different. Full stop. They didn't disclose any of the ingredients. They admitted that. They said it's proprietary. They have patents on all of these shots that precludes them from disclosing the ingredients. What else do you need to know? There's never been anything like that in human history, you know? So now we're going to talk about germ theory, whether or not COVID exists. It's rebranded cold and flu. They used it as an excuse to sterilize and kill people. Everybody that looks in those vials finds different constituent parts. Since when has that ever been allowed in the history of medicine? Ever. All of them find debris. They say, oh no, it's just a manufacturing debris. Bullshit. You find fucking manufacturing degree in a single shot. It's over. None of the standards. These people in the government are liars. The people that are in these institutions that give these approvals are bought off and liars too. You know, these shots are still out there, and yet none of the batches have the same ingredients in shots that are the same brand, ever. And people are finding different things. Now, why would it matter about germ theory? Why would it matter about whether it was spike or graphene oxide, you know? Why would it matter if it was mRNA and whatever that shit's made of, which nobody ever talks about? Nobody ever talks about it. It's just these focused doctors, honest doctors and scientists, who are looking at things from their area of expertise and trying to prove things at a standard that the public is not worthy of understanding. They have contempt for the public. These people are making presentations to people whose stock in trade is ignoring anybody but the so-called experts. Only peer-reviewed literature passes muster. Guess who controls the peer review process? Yeah, the same liars that told you that this was for your health. There's no COVID. There never was. It doesn't exist. How do you prove that something doesn't exist? Well, you can't. You can't, especially not by any of the methods, you know? These people that are using, all they have is hammers. And they're just hitting everything like it's a nail. No. They're not doing anybody any favors. These people, they're not, you know, they don't do presentations. Some of them do not a half bad job. But engaging with the audience, if you disagree with anything, they shut you down because they're not used to being questioned. They don't live in that world. They don't live in the world with the public. The public is a mark. It's a mark. It's a victim for these people. Has always been. The only ones they respect are the ones that are on pedestals with them. And I'll tell you one thing they won't do is grab anybody's hand and pull them up to their level. They won't do that because you have to prove yourself. But the easier thing would be for them to step off their pedestal, see things for the way they are, and that they can't see that there was no informed consent. Strike number one. That the vials all have different ingredients. Strike number two. Why would you talk about anything else knowing that those two strikes are in place? You'd have to be fucking delusional. You'd have to think too highly of yourself. But I'll tell you the thing it tells you the most, they don't understand their own limitations. Well, you sure as hell can. You know? Just use some critical thinking skills. Like, if the vials all have different contents in the same brand, and none of the ingredients were disclosed because of patent and proprietary reasons, people are getting wounded and dying, what does it tell you? That there's no standards to achieve. We don't need to. We have everything we need to know now. We did from the beginning. So anything that comes after that, regardless of how pretty it sounds, is superfluous fucking nonsense. So my answer to the commenter is this. Well, I think you got the point, but who cares? Who cares whether germs really exist, you know? Who cares about the effects of the spike protein? Who cares? It's a dog's breakfast. The standards have gone out the window, you know? This is assault and murder. The law's not going to hold them to account. We have to. You know, we will. Not all of us. But those of you that are going around trying to find a standard of proof that satisfies your subjective measurements, yeah, you're going like 10 steps too far. Yeah, the X is back there where you started, like everything else in life. I think you know what I'm talking about. Nice to see you again. Please, have a nice day.